Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Quota International of Iosco County, Laura Leffler. How are you today, Laura?
I'm great, Kevin. How about you?
Doing well, thank you. Coming up, another great pre-weekend, and that includes a big event for Quota International, right?
Yes, it does. It's one of our big fundraisers of the year. Quota has three of them each year, and the Quota Dance is one of them.
Is one of them, and it's this Saturday night. Give us all the details on what's going to be happening, Laura.
Okay, it's going to be running, of course, on Saturday. That's October 19th from 7 until 11,
mm-hmm.
and it's at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Tickets are $10 to get in, and you can purchase your tickets now at Ellicott's, at the Chamber here, and at Village Chocolatier.
Any one of those fine locations. Go get your tickets now, and of course, I would imagine there'll be some available at the door?
Of course.
Of course.
We don't turn anyone away.
I know you don't. That's for sure.
Yes,
wonderful organization.
We would love to fill the hall. It seats 350, and I challenge the community to fill the hall that night.
There you go. I like that challenge. All right. Well, when they come to the hall that night, they're going to, I'm sure hear some great music.
Oh, yes. We have Dennis Shakowski, the wonderful Dennis that does the Elvis impressions and lots of line dancing.
All right.
Everybody loves him around here, so he'll be back.
Yeah.
And we'll have some 50-50 drawings. We have some basket raffles with some beautiful baskets that are being made. And, of course, our lotto tree that always gets, purchased.
Right.
Never know. You take out a couple dollars worth of tickets, and you could win $1 million.
And now the basket raffle, those baskets are themed baskets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Usually we'll have, a night out or a trip to the theater or a man's basket. Yes, they're always themed.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, pretty the Quota
neat.
Girls do a good job on that one.
They do for sure. That's so 50-50s, basket drawings, music and dancing. And then what else?
Well, we'll have some food available. I think the ladies are fixing some hot dogs and chips and nachos and cheese.
Mm.
And the Knights of Columbus will have their bar open, so it'll be a cash bar.
All right.
And at this dance, last year we did a Halloween dance. This year we're doing a fall dance, but we're going to incorporate the Halloween in it also. So costumes are welcomed, and we'll have prizes for the best costumes. So we encourage you to come in costume.
Oh, all right.
It's a little bit earlier than the Halloween this year.
Well, yeah, but still, it's we're in the Halloween season, right?
Right.
You
right.
Bet.
Right. And all of the money that we make from this dance stays local. We all the proceeds will go to our disadvantaged women and children's group, our hearing and speech and speech impaired group, and the community service group. And these groups provide Christmas gift baskets for disadvantaged families.
Yeah.
We work a lot through shelter, through those families, and through the courts. And we provide food baskets. We've purchased iPads from some of the disabled children down at the IRESA building. We're giving out scholarships for hearing impaired or anyone that is going into the speech or hearing impaired to teach it or to train for it. Anything in that line will help them out. And we do community service. We help at nursing homes. We do a thing called Quota Cares Month, and we deliver flowers to the Meals on Wheels people, and we've done all sorts of things under Quota Cares Month. So
you guys are all over the place. I'm always crossing paths with you guys at some point. You definitely, and like you said, everything you make goes right back into this community, and I think that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, we do a lot of good work. There's 50 women strong. We're always looking for new members, so if there's anyone out there that would like to join a nice women's group, we'll take men, too, just that they're not brave enough to join with 50 women.
Hey, that sounds like it would be great.
Yeah, so, if somebody wants to, come on in, we'd love to have a male in the group. Of course, we'd probably overuse them for the muscle power.
That's probably true, yeah.
But we are always looking for new members, and it's a great way, if you're brand new in the community, to join this club, and you'll make tons of new friends. We have so much fun doing our events.
Very good. Now, if they're looking to join, do they contact you? Who are they contacting for that?
Well, we have a membership chair. It would be Jen Gravlin, and she's located in Oscoda.
Okay.
But they can contact me here at the Chamber, which is probably easier, and I can get them in touch with Jen. So they could just call here at 362-8643 or stop by and see me. And my name's Laura, and I'm usually always here.
You are, that's for sure.
I'm everywhere.
You are. That you are also through the Chamber and through Quota International of Iosco County Fall Dance this Saturday night, 7 to 11 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Dallas. $10 tickets. And, of course, you're supporting a lot of great programs through Quota. And, again, Laura, your phone number if they want more information on this.
It's 362-8643.
Very good. Laura Leffler from the Taos Chamber and Quota International of Iosco County, thanks for joining us today on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.
You're welcome, Kevin, and thank you for giving us that opportunity to do this.